Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Ah, it's time to hustle and shine, yeah. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brian and Kruger Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:58 on your time. It's a high of 48. Currently, it is 32 with clear skies at Wyandotte Lake.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
How am I feeling? I don't know. I need some more rest, though. I do. Mm-hmm. I'm tired.
Yeah, I feel that.
Say he hot. He hot. What you got for TMG this morning?
We got a few different things. One being Don Lemon responds to Nicki Minaj calling him out. And then Albie Shore and comedian Lunell, they might be in an entanglement. We'll find out more later.
You said who and who?
Comedian Lunell and Al B. Shore, Day and Night, might be booed up.
Or Night and Day.
What is it?
Night and Day.
Oh, shout out to Kid Cudi.
What's going on? Of course, y'all on your hump day. We got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes, but go on. Hey. Yeah, now you know it's officially Wednesday. When we say it is, hump it out, come on, hump it out, come on, hump it out, hump it out.
Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
The best time to identify mistakes is before they happen. Potential mistakes are much easier to solve than actual mistakes. Once a mistake has been made, someone owns that mistake. Just the simple act of pointing out the mistake can cause resentment, even if it's your own. In contemplating your actions, put in the extra effort to identify what might go wrong. In evaluating the intentions of others, respectfully speak up when you see a potential problem and be prepared to explain it in detail. Mistakes are sure to result in confrontations. Those confrontations go much better before the mistake is made rather than afterwards. Avoid the spectacle of blaming and defending past actions. Whether with yourself or with others, seek to hash it out beforehand when there's a lot less on the line. Some mistakes are inevitable, yet many are preventable. Do all you can to see those before they happen, when they cost a whole lot less to fix. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time, high of 47. Currently, it is 29, clear skies at Hickman Mills Middle School. Boxer Clarissa Shields recently was caught pretending to be a fan while calling into a live stream to defend her name.
Y'all believe anything bad about Clarissa Shields, you guys aren't putting out any facts. You guys are lying. You're lying on her name 24-7.
Okay.
24-7.
Give the facts.
She doesn't owe any money in taxes. I know Clarissa myself. So therefore, no, it's not true.
That was her?
Yes. It don't sound like her. can't believe you never heard this before.
Oh my God.
Like a week ago.
No.
Yeah. And you know what? It's really not uncommon. There's been plenty of celebrities in the last several decades that people know, like, their Finsta page or like the fake Instagram page or their Twitter page that they even Kevin Durant has always been accused of this one specific page of, you know, being like, y'all don't know KD. You know?
How you doing?
Which, you know what? For those people that are B-listers, A-listers, I do understand where they're coming from, because it's nothing but people that do not know them talking about them. And who else is going to defend them better than themselves?
This sound like a Deanna Hustle move.
I would never.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where you lost me. I would never do that.
Hey, I ain't mad at it.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna defend my name. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, that's insane.
Shut up, Brian.
Other conversation is, it wrong to tell family no? Miss Pat, not that long ago, was saying basically her brother had reached out and her answer was no.
I was talking to one of my brothers the other day. He was like, won't you help won't you help somebody out? You got all that money. You got two TV shows. I said, ain't what you think it is. He's like, you give me $1,000. I said, well, what you going to do with $1,000? I'm going to invest it. I said, how? I'm going to buy me a house. With $1,000? I said, boy, you can't even get concrete for $1,000. You still smoking, ain't you? But he was like, well, give me $10,000. I'm not going to give you nothing.
Is it wrong to tell family no?
No. But it also depends too, though.
Yeah.
So if you was with a grandmother or an auntie or an uncle or something that really looked after you, like I'm talking about when your lights was cut off and you had nowhere to go, and they was like, nah, you can come on, you know, you can come on through for a week or for 2 weeks or whatever. We, you know, sit you a little pallet right here or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or if somebody ever loaned you an extra room or something.
Yeah, something,
man, look, it's... You have God places angels on earth here for you to help protect you and to help guide you. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you are able, if you can, and if you feel it in your heart, because it don't make no sense to give something that you don't want to give, you might as well don't give me nothing.
Right, yeah, please.
So, but if you, it's all in that person though, but I feel like you should reward people who have believed in you.
Yeah, and since we're on the topic of family, I just want to add too, I've always had the idea that people are like, well, I don't owe so-and-so anything. I still, for me personally, I feel like when it comes to my mom, my grandmother, off rip, like anything that they need, I am indebted to them because they've raised me. They've done so many things for me. They've sacrificed. Knowing those sacrifices my mom made to raise me and put me in a private school, like, you need some money, mama. Do-do-do-do-do. I'm sending it. You got it? So I do feel like there is a level of, I'm sorry, you know. But some of your family members might be a little bit. It just depends on how they go about it.
And it depends on who it is too.
Yes,
everybody don't deserve.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, I'm Stacey,
and I'm Carla, and we're with the Black Alumni Alliance. We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
Congratulations to this week's text line winner, Vanessa J from the 913. They won a $100 Amazon gift card courtesy of the law offices of Roger White. It pays to text us. You know what I'm saying? This is something I'm excited about, D. A group of legislators hoping to keep the Royals in Kansas City, Missouri as a search for a new stadium site continues 40 years later.
Right.
They heard a new pitch from developers about an old baseball stadium site last weekend. Representative Mark Sharp was among those briefed as developers took a swing at reviving the idea of a stadium just west of the historic 18th and Vine Jazz District.
The 18th and Vine Truman Road area really is the heartbeat of Kansas City baseball. Don Sherman has made it pretty clear, I think, that he wants to have a lasting legacy on the communities here in Kansas City.
Most of that history was made here in this area. So how special would it be to have a ballpark back in this area? This just falls right in line with how the game and its history is connected in Kansas City. It would change the dynamic and the landscape of this area and the east side proper for decades to come. It's exciting to at least have these conversations. Don't know where they're going to go, but they haven't put the stamp on and said, no go. Hope springs eternal.
You can hear the smile on Mr. Kendrick's face when he's talking about that.
Oh, yeah. And the smile on my face, too, because you take the, you know, you take a route downtown and you see what's going on. But it's like 18th and Vine is going through something right now that some people are not liking.
Mm-hmm.
But if you combine the pedestrianization of 18th and Vine and what they're doing, taking out the cars and or whatever, and,
yeah.
and then you add a stadium right there mm-hmm. by in between Paseo and, I guess, Truce right there.
Yeah.
Man, look, it could infuse a brand new, I don't know, line of commerce for 18th and Vine that yeah. is never seen before.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe since its inception in the you know, in the early days or whatever, when, you know, we had all the jazz clubs and mm-hmm. it was more jazz centered there.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this idea. Not sure.
That's what I'm thinking in my head. I'm sure there's a lot of cousins that's like, oh, this would be really cool. But then you got like a lot of our other cousins that's probably like,
yeah.
Because I understand where you might feel like this is your safe space. This is this and this is this. And now it's about to be mainstream, you know?
Yeah.
Like you got to be honest with that conversation too is now this feels like this is something for us. But if that happens, it won't just be for us.
Yeah. Now, You know that might feel uncomfortable,
and that's real.
Because you might be risking some of the history.
As
what it's preserved to be.
Yes.
You know, we want to keep the lineage
absolutely
of 18th and Vine pure.
Yeah.
And right now, I think it's pure because mm-hmm. it's among us. It's still
absolutely.
Us down there.
Doing, yeah.
You know, still several black-owned business.
Yeah.
But are those businesses going to get priced out?
Right.
Are they going to get bought out
mm-hmm.
if it, in your words, becomes mainstream? Mm.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning, you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
There was a recent story. I don't know if you had saw it, B. Have you been shopping on Facebook Marketplace anytime soon? Recently, I mean.
No.
I thought you have done a little dabbling on the marketplace before.
You said recently.
Oh, okay. You just talking about recently. Okay.
You said recently. No.
You been staying off of it.
Now, I've done it before, but recently?
Yeah.
I'm good on that.
No.
Well, there was a Kansas City man who is accused of running an elaborate car scam, selling vehicles to unsuspecting buyers on Facebook Marketplace, then stealing them back.
Damn.
So between May and June of 2025, KCPD said it received 8 stolen vehicle reports that followed a similar pattern. In each case, investigators indicated that victims purchased a vehicle through Marketplace from a seller using an online alias, and that seller was later identified as Diallo, who was 24 years of age. Well, he now faces 14 felony charges after allegedly defrauding at least those 8 victims out of more than $24,000. Of course, our Jackson County prosecutor, Melissa Johnson, announced this on Tuesday. Now, court documents showed that Diallo is charged with 6 counts of first-degree tampering with the motor vehicle and 8 counts of forgery. If convicted on all accounts, he faces up to 98 years in prison.
98?
Up to.
What? Woo. And you got to be kidding me.
Woo.
So you get into forgery and you get them. I mean, I don't think people realize how quickly charges can stack up and little things. And it sounds like he might have also had a couple other things before this when I read a couple different news sources. So that could also probably be a factor as well. But this just goes back to what we've always said. Our Jackson County prosecutor is not playing with y'all. So be mindful and think before you act.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that's riding with Hustle and Shine in the morning, every single morning, and tapping that Hot 103 Jams app too, man. We love and appreciate you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine. Man, we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world, man.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time.
Let's ride.
Big shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Anastasia Jackson, Rich Harris, and his KC Rattlers. Happy Hump Day was sent over from Stacey Davis. Hey, cousin. Shout out to Chase, Khalees, and Jessica Kirkwood. That was sent from Chef Taco. Also sending much love. always to her kids, Bree, Monet, Marquand, and Kyrie, that was sent from Mama Kiera. Also, big shout out to Daniel. Like to send a shout out to his sister, Ellie, turned 16 this week, and would like to wish her a happy birthday. Happy birthday, little sis. And then also, big love and a shout out to Hope and Faith, eighth graders at Eisenhower. Have a wonderful day and safe travels. I heard that was a STEM and robotics program going on, too, for you. So make sure you, take them notes. And then last but not least, I had a couple extra shout outs that I wanted to send some love to. Enterprise Car Sales over at Independence. Oh, the team over there, Johanna and Courtney and the rest of the whole crew. Major shout out to y'all for putting me in my new car. I love it. Thank you all so much. Big love and big energy always. A warm welcome. Thank you for rolling out the red carpet. And then also, shout out to Uncle Chris in North KC, who got my windows tinted for me yesterday. Shout out to you, appreciate you. Make sure you, of course, send some love and go stop by.
Damn.
Tinted windows, okay. Yes. Big baller.
No.
Okay.
Can't be in no fishbowl. It's 2026.
Come on, man.
Fish bowls are out.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 47. And currently it is 28 clear skies at the landing. Mary J. Blige revealed that she was offered a specific song, but turned it down because she felt it just wasn't for her.
So it was during the Breakthrough album and Be Without You was on fire. Dream and Tricky came to me with Umbrella. All I heard was and I was like, yo, my fans are gonna bug out on me if they hear me talking about So I was like, I got a lot going on. I'ma pass. Then when I heard Rihanna do it, I was like, see, it was for Rihanna.
It was for Rihanna.
It wasn't for me. I'm not afraid to pass on something that's not for me. It got away. But it wasn't for me in the first place.
Oh man, there's a million songs like that. Mm-hmm. But no, Mary J. on that song don't match.
Yeah, that just don't match the same. I don't even know why they brought that song to her.
Oh, they trying to make something happen. I get it. You don't know beforehand. But after, like, that's definitely a pop song to me. That's not R&B.
That's more pop than R&B for sure. And I just talked about that on the Offer a Hustle, which is you can't.
New episode. Okay.
You shouldn't. Everything doesn't need a yes. Is ultimately what I feel like she's saying too. Just because it sounds good doesn't mean that you need to be a part of it. Know your strengths.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Something that I gotta ask you, B. Did you see this on your 2026 bingo card? I'll be sure. And auntie comedian Lunell.
Oh my God!
Did you see them hooking up and being a thing?
No.
Well, take a listen to this.
Nice day, huh, babe?
Peace and blessings. What's good? Blessed. Boo Boo Kitty in the building.
Not that we need to really clear anything up, but, you know, that I think that people feel I'm unworthy of your love, darling, because they love you so much.
I'm unworthy.
Yeah, I saw that in the headline. I'm like, that's probably not true. Then I saw the video of them hugged up by the water. I said, oh.
Hugged up with some tramp. Now tell me who she was.
You're a freaky frog.
They remind me of like the auntie and uncle couple that's always at the party, like always slow grinding. Like a family reunion and it's like they came over with it's like that always that couple with the Coronas or the 40 ounce that's just vibing all night long.
Time to get it up and make it happen.
Y'all don't go to the Motel 6 and leave us out of it. But that's what's going on.
Shout out to them.
Put it on them.
This is Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on High 103 Jams.
A local pastor reportedly intervened during a church service over the weekend addressing a same-sex couple in attendance. According to the couple, the pastor asked one of the women not to display affection by wrapping her arm around her partner's chair, citing the church's setting. Here's the alleged interaction.
You don't want to serve like we serve. You don't want to serve God. Don't do that. Don't do that. Here, don't do that, please. All right, thank you. Don't do that. Praise the Lord. Don't do that. All right. Did you hear me? All right, praise the Lord. All right, we just love you.
Many members and others believe this could be handled differently. D, what's your take?
What you just said, I think it might have, it could have been handled differently. And even then, it's so many... That's such a long conversation to unpack.
It is.
To me, somebody putting their arm around someone's chair is not... You would have thought that somebody was in the church making out. to me, is the way that that response was. And, you know, that's a whole nother conversation for another day. But there's plenty of churches out there that are welcoming and that won't do that, that I think people should be able to find and go to.
And people wonder why younger people are not attending church and why they don't necessarily believe like how we used to believe, I guess. You know, it kind of lends itself to that type of atmosphere. Are they welcome?
Right.
Or, like, do they feel safe? Do they feel secure?
Yeah. And not every church is welcoming of that sort. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why it is important to find your home. But I don't think that in front of the entire congregation, in the midst of the sermon, that was the best place and time to illustrate something that you personally might not feel is acceptable. We got some of our cousins that's actually texting in on this matter. One of our cousins out there from the 816 said, quote, "This behavior isn't new. It's been happening in churches for a long time. What's changed is that people now have phones and videos to document it." Our cousin from the 816 continues to say, "Religion was built on control, and situations like this are what happen when people believe they have the right to control others," end quote, from our cousin out of the 816.
We all could learn a little bit from each other, for sure.
Yeah, appreciate our cousins that's texting in and, you know, reaching out and just commenting about their thoughts on, you know, that viral video.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
I said what I said.
Now, today's word is honestly very simple. We've all heard it at some point of our life where someone said, "Are you acting this way because you're hangry?"
Okay.
Have you ever heard somebody say the word hangry?
Oh, I've said it to Naomi.
Yeah. It's actually a word. It's in the dictionary. That's just hungry and angry mixed together. So you are irritable as a result of you ain't got nothing on that stomach.
Ew.
Now everything in your sight is just, you just seeing red.
Or in it.
You feel me?
And that's real, because I've always learned for myself that I need to eat or I will get a little irritable. And that's just real. You could be at work today and you might have forgot to pack your lunch. Maybe your husband or your wife, your little sneaky link, forgot to pack that lunch. And now
you
just
probably eat more than a sandwich.
Now you sitting there and your boss is, "Hey, can you stay later?" And you thinking, "Hell no.
Bon appetit."
But you got to do what you got to do. And now you ain't got no lunch and you probably ain't got no dinner on the way either. You sitting there right now pissed. Hangry. Order you some food. Hello.
I know men, we get like this too a little bit, so I don't want to make this, a gender thing. I don't. But I have noticed, and so if every other fella that's listening.
Who that in the back?
That I think the women, y'all take this a little more serious than us. I think this affects you all more than it does men. Because when my wife, Naomi.
When she ain't ate.
Boy, look. just, she is.
Shut up, Brian.
Boy, look, but after.
Shut up, Brian. It's like, "Oh, hey, babe." Yeah.
She's completely different after. Mm-hmm. I don't
it's
get
a thing.
I guess, man.
You feel me?
Because you're just irritated. It's like, I don't know. It's.
Well, why you irritated? I didn't do none to you. I didn't.
But that's the thing. It doesn't matter
I'm
if you did something.
I'm not malnourishing you.
Well, technically you are.
Girl, go to the Burger King and go get you a double cheeseburger or something.
I mean, she ain't wrong. She wouldn't be wrong. Like that. Because people, you know, depend on their partner, be like, "Yeah, where the food at, V? Hello. I thought you was throwing some ribs on the grill." Ew. So, I'm sorry. I'm on my good sister's side with that.
Go get you a value meal and leave me alone, okay?
I'm talking about a value meal. Please. But yeah, don't be hangry today. Make sure you take the necessary precautions to pack your lunch, meal prep, do whatever you got to do. Get you a snack from the vending machine. Do something so you're not going around that office seeing red today.
Go and get them $1.50 Doritos.
So like you probably eat more than a sandwich.
Get them before Auntie get them.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 47. Currently, it is 29 with sunny skies and independence. Journalist Don Lemon responded to rapper Nicki Minaj after her remarks about his coverage.
Deanna's favorite rapper.
That is true. Of a protest in Minnesota.
Nicki Minaj, stop talking about
for which you know nothing about. This is out of your depth, by the way. And you are a homophobic bigot. You don't care about African Americans, and you're not an African American. From what I know, you are reportedly an undocumented citizen, so you should be deported under Donald Trump's rules. And the other thing is that your family members, you have one family member who is reportedly a sex offender, the other family member, your husband or whatever, a sex offender is your husband, and one of them is reportedly a pedophile. And you have nerve to talk about me?
Getting sticky.
He ain't lying.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Things continue to go farther and farther.
Get your mans.
Who's the mans?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, she hasn't answered any of my calls before. Mm. I doubt she'll answer now.
Oh, well.
In other news, T.I. is preparing for his final album. And B, I know that's one of your goats. I gotta ask you, how does that make you feel?
Honestly, don't care. It should have been his last album should have been Trouble Man in 2012.
Really? You don't want to hear it, so you wouldn't listen to this project? You're not really looking forward to it? He's not your favorite rapper anymore. I don't know what it sounds like.
I don't know if I should say this.
Yeah, because
like I've talked to you about my relationship with music these days, and it ain't the same.
Yeah.
It don't hit me. Like, it ain't giving me no money. It's not providing me no, it doesn't provide me anything.
You don't enjoy it no more? Like you,
not new music.
Mm. So you don't want to hear any of T.I.'s new music? Old music, old artists, new music. No.
Yeah.
That's enough for you.
I'm good.
We'll see what he puts out. I'm
sorry for a lackluster response, but that's just how I feel.
Hey, you being real with it. That's all we can ever ask for.
Sorry. So,
Shout out to T.I.P.
I love my dog, but yeah.
Of course.
I'm at a new place, man. When I was listening to music and listening to T.I. and stuff, I was in college. I was young, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
He's riding on them 24s.
40. It's just certain things I just don't want to hear no more.
Yeah. So, I get it.
It is what it is.
You listening to Andre 3 Stacks' flute album. I understand.
Just give me a nice Kendrick album. Slandering, whoever.
You want a hater album. I got you. Copy.
That's where I turn my mic off and I disappear.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those free-spirited, independent, and mysterious Aquarius.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Sending over a big happy birthday to singer Billy Ocean. Sending over a happy birthday to NBA Hall of Famer Hakeem Olajuwon. A major happy heavenly birthday to DJ, musician, and a member of the iconic Run DMC. Happy heavenly birthday to Jam Master Jay. Send us a birthday love to popular streamer I Show Speed. And last but not least, a happy birthday to singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Happy B-Day to Tweet. Oops.
Hey, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Aisha Tyler, Frank Brown, and David Solo Miller. Happy birthday, Sandy Call, Key Haislett, and Chase Baker. Sending birthday love to Raymond McDonald and Derry Watson. Plus, happy birthday, Danielle Todd, and everybody else born on January 21st. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
I see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Dee Dee.
Hey, Dee Dee, what you doing?
On my way to work.
Okay. What your check engine light looking like, man?
Hey, man. I'm one of them.
What?
Yikes.
What?
You already knew what's up.
Don't tell me your gas light is on, too.
Oh, no. We got good petrol.
And she going to make it there.
Oh,
might be skipping a little bit. She going to get there. All right, cousin. We got that $25 Jazz to Louisiana Kitchen gift card for you. But in order to secure that, you got to finish these lyrics and sing your heart out. You ready?
Oh, Lord. Sing my heart out. Okay.
Yeah. It was just like two ways on me. I'm your king, be my queen. And what do you wanna do tonight? My truck is parked out front, so let's ride.
I can read your mind, baby. I know what you're thinking. And it's all right. It's all right, yeah.
Hey! Yeah, there we go.
You be over at Elevation two-stepping, huh?
Don't do that. Hey,
definitely just put our business out there.
Got you.
First one in the door.
I'll let y'all know, this CD with the minions, okay?
We missed you.
What the minions at?
Good morning, Grand Rising. We've been waiting on you. All right, cousin. Well, you just won that $25 Jazz of Louisiana Kitchen gift card, so we appreciate you calling in.
For sure.
All right, Didi, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning with my cousin.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Are you lost in the world of dating? If you are, it's time to pivot. Stop trying to date and look for you. It is difficult to experience a compatible mate if you have not discovered who you are first. Take the time to love you. Forgive those who hurt you. Learn what you enjoy in life and what you are called to do. If you are engaged in online dating, take the time to examine the profiles to avoid bio baiting. Dr. Lee with Psychology Today reported that a person is bio baiting when their profile information is fabricated or enhanced to lure someone into an emotional connection. To avoid being baited, watch out for descriptions that are not specific or have catchy and trending phrases. Also, match the age with the employment description. If it feels like they are trying too hard or it sounds too good to be true, it just may be. Don't be desperate. Do your research and remember, authenticity is golden. For a good read on self-discovery, visit uncappedinspiration.com to get your copy of Don't Settle for Wooden Nickels. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.